Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, the podcast where we give horrific writing advice. I am your host, Laura Nash. Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice, Episode 13, Finding and Submitting to Publications. So, you've written your story, flash fiction, or drabble. Now, what do you do with it? Submit it for publication! Let's go over my process of finding places to submit and resources I use. If you have any further thoughts on the subject, please send them to me on Twitter, at LauraNettles4. All right. So you've written and edited your piece, gotten beta reader feedback you've incorporated, you're satisfied with the story, polished it, time to send it out into the world. I personally like to try and publish them in anthologies, magazines, or online before compiling them all together in a collection for publication later. You only get to sell first rights once. Once you post your story on Patreon, your newsletter, blog, or in a collection, those rights are gone. It's best to try and sell those first rights to publishers, since reprints are harder to get accepted to and pay less. You can always post it on your blog later, once the exclusivity clause has ended. The first step is to calculate the word count for your piece you want to submit. Different publications are open to different lengths of stories. Sometimes the pay varies on the length as well. Second step, know the genre your story is in. In this case, let's assume horror. Third step, find publications open to your story genre and length. Step 4, write a cover letter. Step 5, evaluate which publications are the best fit. Step 6, read the submission guidelines. Format your document to meet them for each publication you are submitting to. They can vary widely. Some want headers, some want your address on the first page, most want bios, but of different lengths. Read the guidelines. Step 7. Submit. Make sure it's addressed to the right person or publication. Don't send submissions to Flash Fiction Online that have The Dark Magazine in the salutation. You will probably need a cover letter when submitting. Step 8. Wait. Step 9. Get the rejection. Reevaluate and submit to another place. Or, read the contract and sign if agreeable. Step 10. If they give edits, do them. Some hire editors to go over their story again, giving you track changes to accept or reject. Others will print the story exactly as you sent it. Make sure it's polished and you've had it read out loud. Step 11. See your story published and cry happy tears. Woot! You now have another credit to your name. Now, that's great and all, but Laura, how do I find places open to submissions? Here are a few resources I use when looking for publications to submit to. Submission Grinder, Submittable, Moksha, Duotrope, Published to Death, and Horror Tree. I will link them all in the description of this episode. Let's go over Submission Grinder first. This is the most commonly used resource. Do an advanced search for fiction. Select your genre and enter your word count. You can then sort by pay scale, response time, or alphabetical order of the publishers currently open. It will list them all in a table including the name, genres they publish, pay per word, and average response time. Click on one that looks promising. It will open another page about the publication, including little more specifics about what that publisher is looking for in a story. There will also be a link to the publisher's website. Click it. On the publisher's website, go to the submission page. See what the open calls are. Some are for specific anthologies or issues of the magazine. Others are just open in general for stories. Read the guidelines. Format your story. Many of these publishers have an email address for you to send your submission to. As a general rule, it's good to put the words submission, your story title, word count, and your name in the subject line. In the body of the email goes your cover letter. Attach your document. Make sure the document is anonymous if that's in the guidelines. Your name not in the document name or the document itself. Okay, but what is a cover letter of a flash piece, drabble, or short story? Do I need to write it like a query letter for a novel? No, not nearly so complicated and stress-inducing. The cover letter should consist of contact information. Traditionally, this includes a physical mailing address, but just an email and phone number are probably fine. I've never been called on the phone, but include it just in case. Better to be safe than sorry. After your contact info is the salutation. Address the editor of the anthology, or the publication if you don't see a name to address it to. Dear Ghost Orchid Press is fine. Next, go over the specifics of your story. I'm submitting my horror flash fiction, North Star, complete at 453 words. What genre is it, the title, and length? No need to go into what the story is about. Leave that out. Tell them if it's previously published, or if you are submitting it to multiple publishers at the same time. That's usually okay. Next paragraph. Give a brief bio. Who are you? Two or three sentences is fine. Last paragraph. List a few publishing credits. If you don't have any, you can say this would be your first. A few magazines are specifically looking for new authors to publish. Sign off. After the body of your cover letter, paste your third-person bio they can publish with your work. Most publications want about 50 words in the bio. And that's it. Here's one of my cover letters as an example. Dear Insert Magazine, I'm submitting my horror flash fiction North Star complete at 453 words. It's attached as a Microsoft Word file. It's an original story not previously published anywhere and is not on submission elsewhere. I'm a graduate of Brigham Young University, where I earned my BFA in animation. By day, I light visual effects for film and television, and by night, I pen my own terrors. I have a couple short stories and flash fictions published already, including Frozen Retribution and Shiver, a chilling horror anthology, Fairy Godmother and Frost Zone Zine, and Boy in the Wallpaper in the upcoming issue of Lovecraftiana. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Laura Nettles. Bio. Laura Nettles is a California girl living in Canada. She lights special effects for films by day and pens terror by night. Snuggles with her dog Roy, and warm cups of rooibos tea sustain her. Follow her journey and read some of her fiction at lauranettles.com. Okay, so you found a publication that wants stories in your genre and length, but don't want them submitted through email. They are most likely using Submittable. Submittable is a free website that has a form you fill out with your story. Specific fields are things like title and word count. Upload your document once you've read the submission guidelines. You will be able to see the status of the submission in your All Submissions tab. You can log in whenever and stalk the progress. It can go from received to in progress to accepted or rejected. You should get an email when the final decision is made. It's a great place to find places open for submission as well. If you don't want to go through Submission Grinder, you can go directly to Submittable. At the top of the header, just hit Discover. Whittle down submissions by using the filter to find ones looking for your genre, if they require a fee to submit, or have a deadline at all. The ones that require a fee are usually competitions with a cash prize. If you want to participate in those, have a budget. You can use your earnings from selling short pieces to pay for submitting to competitions if you want to keep it all in the same PayPal. Reinvesting in your writing with your writing earnings can be rewarding. One of the other submission websites some publishers use is Moksha. You don't need to do the paid account for Moksha to submit. Just submit through the publisher's portal on their website submission page. You will get an email with a specific link to check out your story status, since you won't have your own portal like on Submittable unless you pay. One feature that's useful on Moksha that's free is Open Publications page. Hover over the About in the top menu. Open Publications is in the dropdown. Click on one of the submissions. It will show all the open submissions listed by that publisher. Then, click on the link to go to the publisher's website. you will be able to submit through the publisher's website for free to any of the listed submission calls. Duotrope is another alternative submission site. This one is free to make an account on. You can see open submissions here as well. You will probably want to filter these to fiction or poetry, depending on what you wrote. Note, Duosuma is Duotrope's submission manager, so you can search either. Okay, so those last two are official submission sites. Now to blogs and sites that list open calls in anthologies, no matter the submission process, that you can send your story to. First up, Publish to Death. Go to publishtodeath.blogspot.com, then click Call for Submissions. There is a massive list of open calls listed in order of the date the submissions close. It's a mix of all genres and lengths in there, so you need to read the descriptions next to the anthology names. They list genre, payment, and deadline for each. Check on the anthology name, and it will take you directly to the page to submit your story. So nice. I love that blog so much. Just for June 2022 alone, there are 101 submissions listed that close throughout the month. So many more than are listed on Submittable, Duotrope, or Moksha for fiction. Second is Horror Tree. It's also a blog, but has posts about each submission with details scoured from the publisher's website instead of just condensing the publication openings into a long list. The post will go over the deadline, payment, and theme of the anthology. I have found many good ones on there. Let's wrap this up with some tips and words of advice. Tip number one, rejections are not the end of the world. I've gotten dozens and dozens of them so far. Usually it just means it was not what they were looking for. It may have been too similar to another piece they already accepted, or not quite in line with the theme. Usually it does not mean your story is not well written. Tip two, keep submitting. When you get a rejection, read over the piece again. Tweak if needed, then go again with a different publication. Tip three, start by submitting to the higher paying publications. If you get passed over a few times, then move down the pay scale. You may second guess yourself if you get accepted in a publication pro bono if you never tried to get paid for the story first. Tip number four, scour the anthologies and publications for their themes and prompts. Write specifically to them if they inspire you, and submit. If they don't make it, that's fine. It's still in your arsenal. It can find a home eventually. Tip number five, celebrate your wins. Every submission, whether you're accepted or not, is a win. You took that step. For sure, celebrate your acceptances as well. Take the time to do something special. Whether it's a bottle of sparkling cider, a luxurious bath, some flowers, a bowl of ice cream, or getting a hug from a loved one. Celebrate. Tip number six. Keep writing other stories while your pieces are on submission. I currently have 13 stories on submission, plus a novel. I'm still drafting new ones while I wait to hear back. The waiting game can take 2 hours to over 6 months. Distract yourself with new stories. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep your chin and hopes up. You got this. And remember, keep your writing spooky. You have been listening to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice by Laura Nettles.